What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. This is being recorded on Monday, the 10th of February. To be released on the 11th. God willing. You know, let's turn that down a bit. That's far too fucking loud. Hopefully, we get it released. As you may notice, the place looks a bit different. And I'll tell you fucking right now why that is. Because I'm moving premises. And obviously, life is life. Shit gets in the way. I should have probably been in by now, but you know what I mean. You just gotta do it on the move. You know what I mean. Tomorrow is the day we're sort of shipping stuff down there, getting it painted, and you know, hopefully we can do some more guests. But for right now, I'm doing this for you guys because the choice was leave it today. You know, miss it on Wednesday. Fucking shut up, bro. Maybe put it out Thursday. And I know what yous are like. You know, you'll be like, where is this fucking podcast? I'm fucking sitting here fucking, you know what I mean? Like, they work quite professional jobs. Like, I'm sitting here with a syringe full of fucking morphine ready to give it to someone. Like, I'm not fucking doing another drip of work unless I hear this fucking podcast that I fucking subscribed to. That's what yous are like.
Tell you what. If I don't get this fucking podcast, I'm going to put this fucking 18-wheeler off the road.
18-wheeler? I pull that out of my arse. You know, I'm going to have to quickly Google and see how many wheels. Let me see. Lorry wheels. Okay? Is there such thing as an 18-wheeler? Hold on. Sounds like too much. How many wheels? Total number of wheels, 2 front steering wheels on the track. What's a good, I don't know. Oh, is it a 16, is it a 16 wheeler? Now that we've got it. What is an 18 wheeler truck called? Tractor. The truck and a trailer is called an 18 wheeler. I was right, I pulled it clean out of my fucking hole. I'm going to put this 18 wheeler. There might not be 18-wheelers over here, I have no fucking idea, but that's what people are like, you know what I mean? They're like, I'm sitting here, you know, with someone's chest cracked open, and I won't do another fucking stitch until I hear this fucking podcast. Where are you? I can make it to work every day doing my shit, why can't you fucking record a podcast in your garage, you fucking loser? You know, that's what people are like. I'm in this cubicle, and I've some cunt on the phone here, on hold, and he's trying to get a mortgage, and I says to him, here, you may fucking wait for this General Banter podcast before I take any more fucking answers off of you bastards. Only joking. I love that. I love the fact that you rely on it, that you're waiting on it, ready to give me shit if I slept up, you know what I mean? As soon as I upload it, there's a crackly noise there. You know what I mean? Why is there a song called Butt Plug in my fucking thing here? Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with me? So yeah, I've nothing else to plug because, you know, this is what we had planned. We get the big shows done and I do nothing. And by nothing, I mean set up a podcast studio so that you good people can enjoy lots of podcasts for as little as $1 a month on Patreon. Patreon, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the way things are going. I was digging my heels in at first. I was like, I'm not sure about this. But now, once we finally get into the flow of it, a year later, I realize, here's what I do. I give you the podcast, this magic here, this fucking magic. Pulling it out of my hole like Paul Daniels. He's dead, isn't he? Imagine that's all he did was pull things out of his hole. Hello, guys. Rabbit. So, yeah, I'll do the podcast for... This one's free, as all podcasts should be, kind of. And if you want more... And believe me, there's going to be more. There's going to be a lot fucking more available month to month. You know, my aim is to have four full podcasts available on Patreon. And I've tested it out myself. You can actually go on the Patreon app, the people that you follow, and I'll upload an audio version to the people who subscribe. And that will be in effect from next week, because Maureen's in the fucking hospital on round 4, ding fucking ding. You know what I mean? Of the old chemo. They sent her for a scan, which they don't normally do. You know, she was like, why are they sending me for a scan? And I was like, because, they looked at the x-rays and, you know, the lymphoma has shrunk so considerably that they want to double check it with a scan. And she's like, really? Yeah. And then they showed it to her. And sure enough, the fucking thing was this size for toxic. It wasn't. And now it's like fucking nothing. And I was like, well, there you fucking go. Get the rest of them bags into you. And let's fucking party. Set last bag, number 6. Now, here's the whole fucked up thing. Maureen's dad is going to run 60 kilometres on his fucking 60th birthday. It won't happen on his 60th birthday. It's going to happen a couple of days after on the weekend. That'll be the Saturday. So, the get us over here. Better get fucking running. Do you know what I mean? I better get fucking running to burn some goddamn cals. So I can at least do 10k of this fucking thing and then feel like a useless cunt because he's 60 and ran 60k. I mean, Jesus Christ. But yeah, that's she'll go in the day after that for like the last session. And the second that last trip goes in, my God, am I going to fucking somewhere on holiday. You know, I don't know where. She probably can't travel because her immune system will be a wee bit down. But I'll try and convince her. I'll be like, see the second this goes in, we're going to fucking Dubai. And I don't even like Dubai, but you know what I mean? Let's drink cocktails on the beach, you know what I'm saying? Let's fucking intro in my ass. Right about you, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Colin Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. Much too long. Now, I'll tell you what the crack is. I'm going to order myself for the new studio. I've ordered myself a new desk, which is going to make it a lot easier. For, you know, I can program in that intro and just play it instead of going, you know, like I'm fucking a boiler room DJing. But there you go. Shout out to everyone who gave me great feedback on the little highlight video I put up of 2019. I did it for 2018 on my YouTube. I was like, I'll take all the vlog highlights, I'll put it up. It's more of a memento for myself, you know, I'll make a little video, you know, I get to see all the shit I was up to that year, and I did that for 2019, and because it was a bit delayed, you know, because life gets in the way, it was a wee bit delayed, and I decided to sneak in the fucking Odyssey footage, just to be like, yeah, you know what I mean? And I did it in the garage, you know, it took me a couple of hours, I was like, oh, I'll do this, I used the song Cappuccino by Hunk Papa, great song, euphoric, and I took it in the morning, just, you know, just showing her, just like, oh, I made that, don't take a look at that. And she cried. Sobbing. And I was like, all right, I didn't really mean it to be that impactful. But you know what? Sometimes when you're that gifted an editor, you can't help but touch people's hearts, you know what I mean? Shout out to the Oscars, where are they? Speaking of Oscars, it's been a big fucking week for old fucking Geddes movies over here. I've been watching films. We've been inundated with fucking Love Island and these retards. I mean, honestly, I joked about it in the start and I cannot get into it. Like every time Maureen puts it on, I'm like, I have to just walk away now because I cannot fucking abide this. Everyone's like, I don't know about that. Oh my God, I went off and got a new fucking person. Da, 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 da. Bro, I was with that person for 45 minutes and then they went over there and someone's hotter and then they come back and I'm like, I feel cheated. What's off? If you have mugged me off, you fucking cunt. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, you're at a buffet and you go, I'll eat that because it's there. You know what I mean? And then you go back to the table and they go, oh, they're changing up the buffet a wee bit. I'll go back up and you go up to the buffet and you go, oh, it looks better and fresher. I'll eat that. You know, and then the old food is like, why do you not like me anymore? And you're like, because the new one's better, you ugly fucking cunt, right? Fuck off. You fucking minger. If that's how shallow the show is, guess what? She's hotter. Eat my ass. There you have it. They need to send in some 40-year-olds in there. You know what I mean? They really do. They need to send in, you know, like some fucking... Do a whip round at fucking Benedict's there and be like, are you recently divorced? I am, I. Do you want to go to Love Island? Yes. And she'll be like, I'll tell you... Let's look me in the eyes, young man. Tell you what. I'm not no spring chickens. I'm not a spring chicken, but I'll tell you what, I'm finger licking good. You what, mate? Basically, I've had, mummy's had a couple of gins there, but what I'm trying to articulate to you is, you'd be chasing these young girls around all fucking day, you know what I mean, with a fake tan or whatever, but I'll tell you right now, if you didn't have a hot tub, I'd suck yeah. And that's, you know, like chasing a straw around a jet. What I'm trying to say is, without a very subtle use of metaphor is, mommy will suck your lollipop till jizz comes out of it. Right? And as soon as I'm done here, I'll go over to fucking Jamal over there. And he can fucking get it too. You know what I mean? Don't call me fucking your idle mouth if on for none. That's what I need. Chuck a couple of them in. Like I said that a couple of weeks ago, you know what I mean? Send in some fucking, you know, leathery old wrinkly dude who's had a six-pack fucking liposuctioned into him. And he's a legit millionaire, and he just goes in there and he's like, here, I tell you what, fucking get my balls in your mouth, I'll get you in a yacht as soon as you leave here. How about that? See this villa? I own this fucking villa. Eat my ass. I don't know why my brain eat my ass is always the go-to fucking thing to perform on someone who's a rich person. Who, I mean, if you had a slave, that's the go-to move. Eat my ass. Speaking of eating ass, I would not... I had this thing today, and I'm sick to death of this shit. You know, there's all these health food movement. You know what I mean? People are like, oh, we're having a turmeric latte. You know what I mean? Is that how you say that? Turmeric? Yeah, that's how you say it. Not turmeric and all this shit. There it is there. People are like, oh, it's so good for you. Bloody, bloody, blah. And you're like, is it that good that it's worth gagging that shit down into your mouth? If I was going to drink that and wake up and be like, woo! Fucking six-pack ready to party. You would put up with it. But for someone to be like, man, it's anti-inflammatory. And you're sitting there like, trying to fucking drink it down. Give me a regular latte. And I'll fucking take two ibuprofens. What a health craze. Do you want this fucking ginger and something shot? And you're like, I actually love ginger. But you know what I mean? It's like, what good is it supposed to? Jazz up your brunch. Jazz up your brunch. BBC Good Food Guide. By jazz it up, do you mean fucking boke it up? Do you mean fucking projectile it all over the person you're on a fucking brunch date with? I'll tell you what, Sandra, it's great to have a wee bit of time off. You know what I mean? Boking up whatever she's just at. People in cafes getting like the fancy version of the food that the cafe does because they're fucking, you know, Wokesville. Oh man, we do a lovely, what was this sandwich I seen the other day in a place? Oh, it's our fucking veggie whatever. It was like butternut squash and feta in a sandwich. Bro, can't get my legs high enough above my head. By the way, I'm doing a workout after this, so I've got the cheerleader socks on. Eat my fucking ring. Oh my god. Man, that's like, you know what that's like to me? When Subway do a fucking footlong thing with meatballs in it. Now, I did an ad for Subway, and it was one of these subliminal fucking viral ads. And I was like, I'll take the money. Right? I'll take the fucking money. Certainly I will. Thanks, large American corporations. But on the day when I had to film it, and I'm taking bites of fucking meatball marinara sub over and over again. What level of fat country? I mean, I talked about this before. I was behind a family I was getting a Subway too, so I don't know, you know what I mean. But you know, you get the hang of it. You go in and you go, can I get double meat? And you go, what do I want? You have two loads of fucking rotisserie chicken, then ham, then cheese, and then basically gherkins, and I'll fucking see you later. But this family in front of me, you know, if they weren't black belts, they were definitely four-stripe brown belts in order in Subway. I think the mum and the dad maybe married each other after working with each other in Subway for 12 years. Then they subsequently take their child to fucking Subway. And the guy literally like, can I get this and this and da-da-da and this and one line of this sauce and one line of this sauce and another one of this and can I get the fucking the Doritos in the sandwich and then can I get that toasted, not too toasted, do it for 13 seconds and can I get one line of that sauce and then wrap that bitch up and I'll have a such and such with no ice. And you're like, bro, that's so fucking specific. And then the wee girl who was about six, she was the same. You know, she was like, hiya, can I get this and can I get all of this? She basically was like, can I get all of the salad apart from olives, fucking gherkins, sweet corn, tomato, and onion? And you're like, just order the three things you do want, you fucking idiot. You know? Unbelievable. Hiya, can I order a 16-inch pizza? Sure. Can I get all the toppings except, you know, ham, chicken, peppers, onions, sweet corn, pineapple, and fuck, do you want a pepperoni? I would love a pepperoni. I have a passion for it. We call it pepperoni passion. You're shitting down my throat. Give me a pepperoni passion. Can I have a 60? Can I get everything on it except the toppings? And basically just have cheese? A margarita? I don't know who that is, but yeah, I'll just have a plain pizza. That's decaf. What am I doing? What I'm saying is, who the fuck's putting bolognese into a sandwich? How many laps around the fucking fat boy block have you done before you're like, I think I'll just, I'll kill two birds with one stone here, one stone of fat, and I'll have my fucking meatballs and bolognese in the fucking sandwich, please. What? It doesn't make sense to me. Hey, can I have, I see you've got the Irish stew, yeah. Can I just get that between two bits of white bread, please? And I'll fucking slap it into my face. Bro, where are you eating your 12-inch meatball marinara? In the bath? That's where I'd have to eat it. You know, or I'd be one of those fucking, you know, like American cunts that they have to cut out the side of their fucking mobile home. Just... Can you imagine, like... Imagine... I mean, it's fucking, I do some slabbering about fatness, like, it's genuinely something I fucking struggle with, because here's the problem, guys. On appearance, you could go, he's a big chubby guy. But when it comes to performance, elite athlete, somehow. You know what I mean? What are we doing, fucking ring push-ups? We're in Cirque du Soleil? Fuck off. You know what I mean? And then I'm watching the Ireland match the other day, and I'm like, people call me fat cunt all the time. I look like this guy. You know, I'm like watching professional rugby players crash over the line. I'm like, that's what I look like. Bet you no one's in his DMs. Like, you're a fat bastard. Unbelievable. Anyway, I heard McCann's counting calories over there. I didn't know he could count, but he's counting calories. And, you know, we said we keep each other right every day. I think I'm on track today. I think I'm on about 2,000 calories as we speak. So, you know, he's strictly 2,000. I'll probably not eat anything the rest of the night and have myself a wee Greek yogurt. Or something like that, you know, in case we get peckish later on the night. Anyway. Unbelievable. Hi, can I get, here at Subway, hi. I was just wondering, if you need lasagna? Can I get a 12-inch lasagna bap? Please. I mean, that's not even funny, because comedian Fraser Robb used to do a bit about lasagna sandwiches in Tesco's, and they were like Tesco's own brand lasagna sandwiches, and he said, how can you, and I can't remember the joke, like, but the essence of it was, how could you not kill yourself after eating this? You know, because it said specifically on it, cold lasagna sandwich, which, it's freezing in here. That's the sort of shit you have to write on stuff now, because people are idiots. Like, I'm taking this out of the fridge and it says lasagna on it, but it seems to be whenever I eat it in the car and all the crumbs fall down instead of seat. It seems to be that the lasagna was cold, and then Tesco's then have to be like, yeah, because you see, if we just left a fucking warm lasagna somewhere, how would it stay warm and how would you not get diarrhea? Okay? Obviously it has to be refrigerated, you fucking mess. Unbelievable. So what I'm getting at here is I bought a coffee. Now we've went massively off the trail there, but this is what happens when I get left by myself, and this is why I'm looking into getting guests, because this is basically the verbal version of pinball right now. I'm just all over the place. ADD, I haven't slept in weeks. I bought this thing this morning, right? And I forget the marketing name for it, but it's whenever they put something beside a till and a fucking gimp like me goes, this is near the till, so obviously I'll bet. Like, you know what I bought it? And it was, I forget the name of it, I forget the brand, because fuck it, I'm not going to shout them out. But again, it was like the turmeric latte, you know? Oh my God. Yvonne, this is gorgeous. Apparently, I've seen the body coach that's talking about this, and it's supposed to be turning. Which is the bug to my handbag? Anti-inflammatory or what? So, what am I talking about? Oh yeah, I bought this coffee. It was cold brew. Now, I don't know what cold brew means. Apparently, when you cold brew coffee, the caffeine is through the roof. Leave it at that. You know, it doesn't fucking taste great anyway, unless it's like over ice and whatever. But someone basically went, now, what are things that sort of wake you up a wee bit? You know, dark chocolate kind of has caffeine in it too. Maybe that's why you can't feed it to your dog. So this was, this was another fucking fad that came in. Someone thought, oh, chocolate is nice with chili in it. So somehow they get just the chili spice and they kind of put it in the chocolate. Now this was cold brew coffee that was chili and chocolate flavor. And I'll tell you something, guys, it was fucking disgusting. I don't know in what fucking scenario again, it's like the Termic Latte thing. If I sipped this, you know what I mean? And just all my body was covered in veins. And I was like, Jesus Christ, man, I'm the Hulk. Maybe you would take it. Or you drank it and you're like, man, I've had two of these a day. My skin is beautiful, you know? Or I fucking grew back hair or some bullshit. You know what I mean? Or I woke up in the morning feeling like I didn't have daggers on my back. You'd be like, this is the shit. But I doubt very much it does that. And you're in a coffee shop where a regular coffee would probably do the same job. I sipped it and I was like, oh, I see what's happened here. Someone's had a curry, took one sip of Guinness, took a sip of coffee, went like this for a couple of minutes, okay? And then just spat it into a fucking tin and someone sealed it up. And I've come along and went, that doesn't seem too bad a deal for $7.50. Opened it up, glug, glug, glug. Fucking rank. You know what I mean? I was like, there's no way this is for human consumption. I was even concerned about pouring it down the sink. I was like, what if this goes down the sink and a little bird comes to the drain and fucking takes a wee sip of it and dies because it's so fucking rank? Why ruin three things? Have a coffee. Have some chocolate with it. Delicious. And then with your dinner, put a fucking chili in it. Unbelievable. And Philip Schofield's gay. And what the fuck's going on here?
Oh.
Philip Schofield came out as gay. And like, I had a conversation with Aaron. I was like, is this a good idea for a bit? I was like, is it racist? Is it homophobic to say that you're not surprised if someone comes out as gay? You know, because everybody's dad does that, you know? Be like, oh, presenter Philip Schofield has come out as gay live on TV. And my dad be like, I fucking knew he was a fucking queer! That fucking don't surprise me, so he's fucking mincing about in the telly anyway, look at that. Shout out to Eamon Holmes, because Eamon Holmes came straight over, you know? Fucking, that's disgusting. He came straight over, you know, and he's like, you shouldn't be ashamed of your sexuality. And Phil Schofield's like, I'm not. That's why I come out at 60. But he's like, shoot me. And then he goes, and I was wondering how you could be in a fucking hot tub with Holly Willoughby and not have wrenched the dick off yourself. And then I realized, oh, of course he's a vendor. Not to worry. They're just best friends and there's no threat of sexual activity because he's in the dudes anyway. You know? But Phelps Schofield's gay. And sure, and I mean, it is weird. Even Maureen said, and she's a girl, so she's allowed to say this. She's like, how is he more camp immediately? You know, like the way he was sitting on this thing was a lot more like, it's just me, wee Phil. But there you go. Joan Collins claims everyone knew Philip Schofield was gay. Well, I mean, it makes... I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's weird. It's not weird, but, it's, you know, I always feel a bit sorry for someone when they're, like, 60. Oh, wait, Philip Schofield defends Eamon Holmes. Here we go. Now, I have talked about this numerous times on this podcast. Numerous times. But, hold on, what's this? I wish I could find the clip where fucking... They were testing out sports bras, and the girl that was, you know, testing out the sports bra, they had her on a treadmill, and she's running. She's like, you know, like regular sort of trim, fit girl. Not a large bust going on at all. And they were like, yeah, okay, so obviously the sports bra works on you. It's very important to wear a sports bra when you're running. And then on the other thing, as the comparison, you know, as part of this experiment, this fucking big old... milky maiden on the other side, she had a big lacy bra on and she's fucking slopping about the place, tits everywhere, and Eamon Holmes literally didn't give a fuck. He was like, oh yeah, so the sports bra works on fucking bee stings over here, get the fuck out of my face and get me over this young lady over here. And she's fucking just tits whopping about her face and he's near fucking thumbing one out. Unbelievable. I accept your cookies even though you're in my brain. Philip Schofield defends Eamon Holmes after he's criticised for inappropriate show. What do you mean inappropriate? Why is it inappropriate, bro? Everybody laughed. Do you know what that's called? breaking the tension because everyone was fucking out of sin, and he came in and he's like, here's a bit of banter. Why aren't you allowed to fucking have crack anymore? You know what I mean? This is the thing. They've probably been friends for fucking ever. Huh? Are you not allowed to slag your mate? If, you know, if fucking, like, someone I knew come out, say fucking McCann came out as gay, which would be, you'd be like, fair enough, at least you're banging someone, you know what I mean? You fucking incel. Only joking. He tears through turbo slots like it's fucking going out of fashion. There's this great imponderable in life, which has always irritated me. I thought, how come I can sit in the hot tub with, Holly Willoughby and Steph doesn't have a problem, and Dan doesn't have a problem. That's Holly's husband. Eamon said before Phil quickly changed the subject. Eamon's joke didn't sit well with some of the viewers who accused him of ruining Philip's moment. A beautiful interview on This Morning, wrecked by Eamon making a tacky hot tub joke. Oh my God, you're my neckler. Eamon ruined a very heartfelt moment there. However, the TV star defended his friend, saying his jibe was somewhat welcomed relief at a very emotional moment. There you fucking go! Now, Eamon Holmes. Comedian. You know what I mean? That's the comedian move. You know? I mean, it's also very fucking an Irish thing to do. You know what I mean? Some of the funniest shit you'll ever hear is like at a funeral or something. You know what I mean? Like, when things are very inappropriate. But yeah, fuck off. He's his mate. He's allowed to fucking slag him a wee bit. And of course, now that I see Phil Schofield, I look at him and I go, oh, he just look like Andy, you know, like Andy Murray's ma or something, like some wild doll. Eamon Holmes has never fucking broken a sweat in his life, has he? You know, he's never ever went, no, there's no need to hire a guy, I'll lift it. He's like, no. My hands are soft. Philip Schofield has laid bare the moment he told his mother he was gay and it didn't go as expected. Told his mum, Pat, I went down to see her in Cornwall. She said, okay, well, I don't care. I'm gay. Well, I don't give a fuck, bro. Even she knows that it's, you know, even she knows that it's 2020 and no one gives a fuck if you're gay anymore anyway. You know, that's not brave. It's not brave to come out as gay. It's brave to be like, I'm 6 years old and trans species. That's what people are into now. What is this? Many people recently appear to have a natural talent for sports and really proud athletic heritage still. One story tops all others. The story of Nadia Comăneci, a Romanian gymnast who took the world by storm with her fantastic performance at the 1976 Montreal Olympics on top of winning 5 Olympic gold medals. She was the first gymnast ever to achieve a perfect score in a competition. This is an incredible story of her rise to fame. And what's this shit that they all... what's the secret that everyone wants to... Is this one of these things where I'm like, you find out it's a boy all along? Her passion for gymnastics. I mean, 100% looks like a dude. I don't know. Is it a fucking dude? I can't be actually reading this. It's very wordy. She won a silver medal. I can't be actually reading that. Anyway, but yeah, people come out as gay now. People are like, whatever. You know, come out as something else. That's not brave anyway. Do you know what the bravest thing is? This is the bravest thing in the world right now. This is the brave thing, right? Be in tremendous shape, okay? And then, you know, people don't, like, give you any respect for being in tremendous shape. They're like, you're body shaming. So what you do is you sit down and you fucking hold a bit of pizza and then you bend over till you see, like, little rolls of not even skin, not even fat, just skin in your belly and be like, I thought twice about posting this. You know, but then I realised, F it, we're all human and we're all vulnerable and it's okay to have a bit of pizza once in a while. And I've got six wrinkles on my belly that basically looks like my fucking forehead. Oh, we're all human, I have a little bit of cellulite. And everyone's like, you're so brave, hon. Meanwhile, if you stood up with a six pack, everyone's like, you're body shaming, Jesus Christ, this is unattainable, this is Photoshop, you fake bitch. You know, but hold a donut that you're definitely going to sick up. And everyone's like, brave, that is bravery. And it's, I mean, that's the thing. People will be like, oh, I shot a fucking, you know, someone will be on one of these reservations where they're like, yeah, I paid like 50 grand to shoot a fucking male rhino that they were going to shoot anyway because he's killing fucking baby rhinos because he's like too old to mate, you know? And someone will go out there and shoot it and be like, you fucking coward going out there facing down a wild animal and shooting it dead, you fucking wimp. And then some girl will like wear a pair of fucking bikini bottoms that are too tight and they dig in their fucking hip fat and she'll be like, only hashtag only human, you know what I mean, YOLO, you gotta only live in, you know, only one life to live, there's no point in being ashamed of your body, here's me holding a donut that's melting in the sun that I'm never gonna fucking eat. Everyone's like, girl, you're so brave, huh? Who gives a fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, girls that are getting on like that, it's probably for other women. Because I tell you what, majority of dudes are firing it in anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like a fucking, you know what I mean? It's a fucking silhouette thing anyway, isn't it? You just have to have the impression that you're good looking at a glance. Oh, aye. You know? Oh, nothing weird going on. Oh, not a big fat cunt. Oh, you know? Everything else is fake, you know what I mean? Glue your hole on, stick your eyes in. Push your tits up. You know what I mean? Get that dick. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a baby and here's two stretch marks. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? But seemingly it's all people give a shit about, isn't it? You can do whatever you want in this life and then someone will still be like, yeah, but you're fat. Yeah, but you're fat. So it doesn't really count. But girls, there's no need for you to worry about it. Someone's throwing the dick in there. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter at all. You fucking spineless, gutless, fucking coward going to Afghanistan and fighting for your country. You fucking weakling. You know what I mean? In fact, there's a girl on Instagram there, right? And I'd seen her an article about her and then looked her up and then followed her. And she has... She's one of these body positive people who was like, fuck off, who was like regular fucking looking girl, you know what I mean? But I think to appeal to the fat chicks more, she then put on like fucking way more weight. And you're like, what are you doing? It was too difficult to fucking, you know, lose about 6 pounds and be some sort of fitspiration, but way easier to put on fucking 3 stone and all the fat bitches are like, yeah! Fat girl problems while they're lifting their tit up and fanning it. What do you call that one? The real famous one where she's like, yeah, we're all body positive. And you're like, nah, you're actually just like promoting fat. You're going, yeah, what's it like, big girls? You know what the crack is? You know what I mean? When you need to fucking, you know, get a mop extension to fucking wipe your clam. I'm going to throw up. What am I talking about? Phil's gay and that's all that matters. There is a fucking, there's an unbelievable page on Instagram that I stumbled upon. Remember that? Stumbled on the other day. And it's Influencers in the Wild. Now, much like everything that I talk about, way too late. Way too late in this life. Oh, fuck off. I was about to talk about movies earlier. I finally watched The Revenant. Fuck me. Never had an erection. What a movie. That bit where he gets attacked by the fucking... The bear is just like, Jesus Christ. He's like, ah, and he rolls over and he puts his arm up and it just grabs his arm. Fucking, and he snaps it all over the place. I love that because in the back of your mind, you're like, mate, if a bear fucking jumped me, I'd just fucking karate chop it straight through the eye. My fucking hand would go straight into its brain. I'd fucking mush its brain all about. No, nah, bro. Fucking shark bite my leg and I just fucking, you know what I mean, grab its gills and pull him up over its head and drown it in its own fucking gill. No, you wouldn't, bro. If a house cat... decided it wanted to eat your fucking eyelids off, there's not much you could do about it. It would just be like, and you'd be fucking pulling and it wouldn't come off. You know what I mean? It weighs like 2 bags of sugar. You'd be fucked. Anyway, The Revenant is lethal, okay? So good. And you know, you're watching it and you're literally like, you know, I know these fur pelts and all this here shit are worth money, but like, This is the other thing. These guys just walk around, get a load of skins from like fucking deers or whatever, and then just fucking, they're like, that'll do it for the day. We'll bed down for the night, and then they just fucking lie down in the snow. Like, wake up, half your face is frozen together, and like, okay, Warden, I'm just going to let this horse piss in my face to defrost my face. And then, by the way, Leonardo DiCaprio, the shit he goes through, you're like, bro, just let something kill you. You know? I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. My bones are basically dust from being in a fight with this. Jesus Christ. Now, this is not a spoiler alert. It's been out for fucking millennia. But, like, he gets attacked by the bear, and they strap him to a stretcher and let him heal, and he's all infected and whatever, whatever. And then they all fucking abandon him because they don't want to look after him anymore. And he fucking wakes up and he's got nothing. He's got no stuff. He, you know, but he's sort of bleeding and he's got a few infections and these cuts and he's bleeding out his neck, which is fucking rank. So he's beside the river and he makes a wee fire. He's got like some gunpowder and he makes this wee stick and he rolls it round and he sets it on fire. And then he takes the gunpowder, because it's back in the day when you have to like pack it into a gun, then you're like, poof. And if you're beyond like 10 meters, it just bounces off your head like a fucking marshmallow. But he puts the gunpowder in the cut on his neck, right? And then he takes a wee bit of fire and he puts it up to it and it goes and like seals it shut. And he's like, oh, Jesus Christ. And you're like, bro, see, after the bear fight and like fighting a load of fucking Native Americans and them fucking trying to scalp you and do all this other shit, just die. You know what I mean? Just go to sleep in the cold and don't get up. Fuck that. But yeah, that film is unbelievable. And I also watched Uncut Gems, which I think I might need to see a therapist after that shit. Fucking, like, anxiety. Also, it kind of shows you, like, you know, of all the fucking, you know, problems you can have, addictions, gambling is a fucking nightmare, like. But it's a good movie, and I'll tell you what, that girl, Julia Fox, bro, hey, absolutely my new girlfriend. Now, she quite clearly has a lot of shit under her face and a fake arse, but listen, no complaints from this guy. This is how we do it. She's right on the borderline of gross, which is where I like to live. Not with Maureen, obviously, you know what I mean? Your wife, you marry, like, you know, you go old school classic with your wife, like. But if, you know, if I was ever going to leave her for a movie star, who's not even a movie star, really, it would be fake arse, fake face. But yeah, you would get severely piped. Just, you know what I mean? Just right on the fence. You know, you're like, you know, she owns her own snorkel, if you know what I'm saying. She's got she opens a drawer full of snorkels, and you're like, I know your game, you know? Anyway, so I watched that. That's a great film. And the ending, hey, don't even chat to me, bro. Bigger twist than Schofield sucking D, and I'll tell you that. Now, this page, Influencers in the Wild, look at it. It's tremendous. It's just people trying to get, like, Instagram foot. Like, there's one there. There's people fucking, you know, oh, jeez, my neck. At the Grand Canyon. And everyone's taking photos and blah, blah, blah. And then these two are up here with a fucking blanket and a pillow. Like, she's in bed at the side of the... Lunatic! Who's this guy? What's this then? That's the sketch. Fuck that. There's a girl here just... I mean, this is the thing. People use it. Started with people just taking selfies, and you know, everyone was like, used to do it sneakily, like, "Huh," oh, and now people are like, you know, deadly serious, taking like 50 selfies. And then there's a girl outside a fucking restaurant or something, just like, "Hey guys," it's funny because most people do that, and it's total bullshit. Where they're like, "Hey guys, blah de blah, I'm talking a load of shit outside the thing. If you want to see my fucking makeup routine," you know. There's people do it well. Like, Dill takes photos. We'll do it like, oh my god, the DM's flying in, dog. He do it like alongside his work, so that you kind of get a bit of a fucking behind the scenes of how he fucking conducts himself when he's doing jobs for people. you know, media wise, video wise. But most people are like, hey guys, I'm fucking talking a load of bollocks over here. I'm so brave, I've put on weight. Shut up, you fat bitch. Look at the state of this fucking heap here. She's definitely a plus size influencer. You know, which means like, you know, her bikini goes over her gut. Mentioned. And she drew. Oh, you dickhead. Now she, I mean, I don't know if they do that all over the place. Oh, she's drowned. You know, like in Bali or whatever, they, you know, they always have those pools where it's like, you can have your breakfast on a floating basket, and she just, the whole thing fell in. Oh, this guy's flexing so hard outside it. What a wanker! Do you know what it is? It's the checking. Oh, this one's the best. Oh, it's the best one. The guy's got a camera set up in what looks like fucking New York somewhere. Oh, you cock! Right? And he like, goes in front of the camera, jumps, and then runs around and checks it, like, is it okay? No, I have to go back. And he's like, ah. And the worst part about it is, he's 50 years old! And he's raging, he's 50 years old. Bro, pay some child support. Right. Okay. What else happened? What else have I to talk about here? 42 minutes. We'll do a wee short podcast today, because honestly, and if you're probably going, guess you're talking a load of shit, but there will be pods. Let me tell you, there will be pods. I drink your milkshake. There will be lots of podcasts from next week onwards. Once we get Valentine's Day out of the way, it's coming up on Friday. You know, what have you done for your partner? No one really gets like engaged on Valentine's Day, do they? You know, it's more of a fucking Christmas Day thing. I mean, if I was getting proposed to and it was Christmas Day or any bullshit like that, I'd be like, really? You had to do it to me today where it gets lost in the fucking mix? You couldn't let me have a spit? Don't do that. Surprise people. You know what I mean? I've never given Maureen a Christmas present on Christmas, ever. I always buy it and then I freak out and go, you're going to want this now, take it. And then I'll buy her things throughout the year and just be like, listen, we don't need to wait for a special occasion to be special. You know, I'm the special guy all year round. I'll get you gifts, man. As I sift through photos of this girl, Julia Fox, you would get a red Roden. Absolutely Roden. It's Valentine's Day. I wonder, can you get that? I'm going to look this up. Let me see. I'm going to go Amazon. Amazon.co.uk. UTH up the hoods. Plastic roses. Because you can't take flowers into a hospital. But it would be cute as all fuck if I got Maureen some plastic ones, wouldn't it? And I'll tell you something, not cheap either. Yeah, she'd like that. Bring her in some fake flowers. She'd be, haha, you're so fucking stupid. But then also go out and buy me food, because I'm eating hospital food here and it's disgusting. Anyway, it's Valentine's Day coming up. You know what I mean? And if you're not a person who's being a special person, use it as an excuse. Use it as an excuse to be like, I'm going to go out of my way to be a special guy. Special guy. You know, or girl, or whatever. Depends what type of relationship you're. So that's Philip Schofield's wife there. Philip Schofield's wife. I mean, that's Stephanie Lowe. I'm sure her mood is quite low. There they are as a couple. Oh, she looks unhappy there. I mean, it must be weird. Maureen was talking about that. She's like, it'd be so weird to just have to like not be married anymore, even though nothing happened really, apart from someone was just like, listen, I love cock in my butt. I mean, that's hilarious. I bet you the percentage of gay dudes that actually take it in the shitter is very low. It's probably the same as the amount of straight guys taking up the hole for pleasure wise. Now they do look the same age. some of the others, like celebrity people who you sort of suspect to be gay, you know, the Hugh Jackmans of the world, because Hugh Jackman's wife's 105. Hugh Jackman wife, and then click, and then sure enough, there she is in a fucking chairlift. I think it's just because dudes, unfortunately, if they stay in good nick, age way better than women. You know, there's plenty of dudes are better looking when they're fucking 55 than they are when they're 25. Some of them. I mean, he looks so gay there. But yeah, you jump forward in life, and she's fucking... Although if she's Australian, is she Australian too? Yeah, mate, fucking. You know, smoking beers all day, looking like shit. There he is, there, roided up, bro. Jesus! That's incredible shit. I mean, give me the drugs, like, what are you taking, bro? Is it unfair to say you can nearly tell when there's a bit of supplements involved when you get that shoulder that just goes like this? You know what I mean? Because I have strong shoulders, you know, the overhead press is considerable. The bench press, considerable. But my shoulders don't look like that. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm pro rugby player. Anyway, before I start pulling my wire, we'll get to the questions. But here, speaking of pulling wires, I was watching TV the other night and I was like, I'm going to have to record the TV. And I don't know if I can play the audio because I'm pretty sure I was eating like fucking Weetabix at the time or something. So the audio was me going like... So...
Fresh, it's brand new, something delivered. It was all the joints and stuff were still like stiff, like they're not locking you.
So there's a show on Channel 5, and it was called like My Sex Doll and I or something, right? And there was a woman who owned this company, and she was like, yeah, we just been wanting to try it. And there's this guy, I clicked sort of at the end of the show. So the guy, she lends him a sex doll. She owns this company that makes sex dolls, right? So she lends him one to be like, take that home, you know what I mean? Bend it all about the place, you know, smash its pie in, tell me how you feel. And so it cuts to this guy, right? Now, I love a bit of filth, guys, you know what I mean? But when it's out of place and they're working within these, like, loopholes, I'm like, how can you show that? This is Channel 5. They have a guy with a sex doll. I mean, the sex doll's hysterical. It's fucking, you know, like, completely rigid. And he's having to, like, move its fucking arms all about the place. And then he puts its head down as if it's, like, doggy style. But then its head just... You know, just fucking stuck like that there. And then he has to like shove its arse up in the air and its legs are still straight. It's absolutely hilarious. I mean, it's a workout on its own, trying to bend your sex doll into the fucking position. All the what? Now, the room, the decor in the room is shocking. There's a lot of knotty pine in there. But it looks like he's like at his auntie's house and he's like, here, Barbara, can I use your bedroom a second? Yeah, what's in that giant box? Oh, never mind. PlayStation. And he's up there. Now, here's the thing. The guy is a full root. The guy is donged up. He's got a full root there. And he's just fucking tugging away. He's squirting lube all over. He's like, yeah, I'm just getting myself wet. And the voiceover's like, yeah, it took me a little second to, you know, get myself erect. And he's just pulling the dick off himself. The guy's just having a wank on TV. Like, oh, yeah, just whipping up a hard-on. Here we go. Slapping a bit of life into it. Bends this fucking thing over. Then when he pops his... Now, there he is. There he is. Purple bell end. By the way, dudes cannot, unless you have like Dick V City, you know what I mean? Don't shave all your pubes, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's weird, man. The guy's got a full root and yeah, big purple fucking helmet hanging out and he's stroking his cock. Now he's like fingering the asshole of the thing. And then he shoves his dick in, right? And he's banging away, and this thing's just bent over. I mean, at this point, you could do away with the rest of the body. You know, I'm pretty sure you could. No, this is the bit. He's been pulling his dick, his erect penis, the whole time. And then when he goes to put it in the thing, they blur it. What are you doing, man? Not that I'm, like, dying to see the cock go in the fucking plastic doll, but you're also like, what bit is the indecent bit? The bit that his dick is going into the thing? We all know what he's doing. He's been fucking pulling his dick off shortly before. Is it so weird that you can't show, like, I actually thought hard dick was, like, the last thing you couldn't show on TV. You know, if your dick's hanging down, it's all good, baby, if it's fucking fully erectile. But he's like, shoving it on in there. And they can't show that. You're like, are we not allowed to show the plastic fanny? Are we not allowed to show, we can show the dick pre-intercourse, and then when it goes in, nish nish. Look at that shit. Yeah, they blur it out. I mean, oh, that's a brilliant quote.
Sex with a woman, kind of when you're in, it's the vagina made for a penis, so it kind of stretches out a little bit, whereas the latex kind of stays in place a little bit, so it does feel a little bit tighter. You have to use a lot of lube to get that sort of sensation of being with a woman.
That's all you have to do, man. You got to use a lot of lube to give the sensation that you're with a woman and not fucking a G.I. Joe on a bed. Ugh. Also, what a fucking, what a sly way to be like, listen, I'm piped out, bro. If you ever have sex with a woman, you know, the vagina's made for a penis, you know what I mean? Homophobic, tell that to a gay, they'll be like, here, have you ever sprung your dick in my mouth? I'll show you what's made for a penis. You know, he's like, normally a vagina will sort of, you know, bend itself around your penis, but not the fucking, what's it made of? Silicone one. It remains quite tight around my fat penis. You know what I mean? But if you want it to feel more or less like a real woman, put lots of lube on it, because that's all it takes for me to drift off and lose myself for a moment and think that I'm with a real woman. It's just to have a real slippery vag, you know, as I click on my mechanical knees into place. Too much effort. I know it's all this shit, like, you know, men have needs and bloody blah and all that shit. They don't need all the equipment. They just need left alone the whole time with someone not going, you did this wrong. Shut up. I'm trying to go blind out here. Let's hit some questions. I don't know what these last couple of weeks of podcasts have been like, guys. You know what I mean? But Jesus Christ, I've talked some shit. Haven't I? Fucking hell, bro. Look, did you hear about the man who keeps on going to the hairdressers in Belfast asking for highlights and then trying to leave with the rubber cap? I can't click that link, but he sounds like a fucking lunatic and I don't even know if I can get in it. Some people are weird, man. Some people are weird. Oh, probably gets all, probably some psycho where he's like, man, if I just steal this rubber cap. I don't know. Podcast question. What about the undirty bastard Philip Schofield blowing his bag up some young lad, apparently? Rotten hair. Now, that's a joke, guys, okay? That's a joke. And when we get our new piece of recording equipment, we're going to have a little noise that signifies that something is a joke. Joking. Yep. He's a gay guy. He's a gay guy. I mean, who cares? Like, not even about him. Who cares about... Who gives a shit? Do you know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck? Thoughts on Jones Reyes' result? I think he was robbed. And Ariel Helwani put out this big fucking speech and he's like, see people who are out there being like, if you're fighting the champ, you gotta beat the champ, you really gotta beat the shit out of the champ. And you're like, but well, I don't know who made that up, but also the other guy beat the shit out of him. Dominic Reyes pretty much fucking put it on him there for the first three rounds and it was pretty even the rest of it. So like, and a couple of takedowns that didn't mean anything. So it's like, I don't know. That's the UFC. But listen, if you listen to Joe Rogan, they fucking go on non-stop about how they shouldn't have that boxing style scoring and it just doesn't work and blah-de-blah. So You don't need me to tell you, because I don't know nothing. Geordie, if you had to be in the middle of a human centipede, who would you choose to be at the front of you and who would you choose to be behind you? Oh my God. Maybe like Mickey Bartlett behind me just for the crack. You know what I mean? Just to wind him up. I'd be like, here we go. Here's one coming at you, bro. And as far as in front of me, I don't know, to be honest. Maybe like an anorexic person who doesn't really fucking eat ever. I mean, that's controversial, but like, you don't want some big dude who's just shoveling fucking loads of meat into him and just dumping in your mouth, bro. You want someone who doesn't have a lot of food passing through them. You know what I mean? And I'm not going into any more detail on that because I will vomit. Do you hate Tim or what's the crack there? Tim as in Gallagher? Aaron's good friend, Tim? What makes you think I hate him? I mean, I absolutely do, but it's only because he's a Christian. But, I mean, what's wrong with that? You're allowed to do whatever you want in this world. And he's a racist. Buying straight from Instagram will be class from... Ooh, that's Maureen sent... Oh, that's not even to do with anything. That's Maureen sending me some... See that? She's in hospital getting chemo, and she's still all about that cash. You know what I'm saying? She's a fucking mogul. And she's probably only going to divorce me at some point and take all my money. What's your dream podcast guest? And if they come on, would you let McCann ask them questions? I don't know about that. Oh my God, I clicked on your profile. There's a picture of me and you, mate. There we go. From Manchester, by God. Look at that shirt I'm wearing. What am I doing? Who's your dream podcast guest? I don't know. That would take a lot of thought. I mean, anyone that I would have on, you know, if you're talking about like your favorite comedians and shit, you would have them on and most of them would be far more intelligent than me and I would seem like a dickhead just sitting there going, so, Dave Chappelle, what's your death row meal? Or some horse shit like that. With Deck Chair and Yums recently starting, what do you think of all the best comedians... What do you think of all the best podcasts at the minute coming from NI? Far better than most Cali, New York. 100%? You fucking joking me? Well, there's a podcast I listen to called History Hyenas, and it's fucking hilarious, bro. Chris DeStefano, Yanis Pappas, and they're very New York. And once you've had you listen to like a really funny podcast with guys from New York, the pace and all is like way quicker than all these fucking LA dudes talking about weed all day. So it's, I enjoy it. And it's, they're not afraid to say stuff. You see, all this wokeness is a very like LA thing, I think. Because in New York, everybody's a different fucking race. So everyone's, all the jokes are not racist, just racial. You know what I mean? You're allowed to be like, I'm this, you're that, he's that. And it's funny because he's, you know, so it's way funnier. With Deck Chair and Yums, I mean, the funny thing about fucking Mickey is, I told him for ages he should have a podcast, and he's like, yeah, man, I can't be bothered, don't want to give away to him, whatever, 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 and he won't record one himself, but he'll drive from his house to fucking Oma every week to do a podcast with Connor Keyes, who, you know, I have no problem with that, but like, Jesus Christ, bro, what are you fucking playing at? Also, Deck Chair and Yums, get a better name. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't remember what the fuck Aaron was going to call his podcast and it, until I heard him describe something as Dirt Civil and I went, you should call it podcast Dirt Civil. Works perfectly. You know, it sounds like a brand. There you go. Off to the fucking races. You know, Deck Chair and Yums. Why? What's your take on every spastic who becomes a social media... Jesus, Marcus. What's your take on every spastic who becomes a social media politics expert every time there's an election? And then goes back to sharing competitions to win a chicken box and a can of Boost the other 51 weeks of the year. Oh, man. I know. But that's the thing. Everybody gets their fucking go now. Everybody has their say. And nobody fucking checks anything. And, you know, you can steal shit. You can share shit. You can just fucking incite violence based on, like, one thing you've heard. There's confirmation bias. There's echo chambers. everybody thinks they're right because they are right. You know what I mean? If you believe in Santa, he's real. And that's fucking what's happening. Conspiracy theories. The Earth's flat. Have you Googled it? Nah, I just know it's flat. You fucking retard. You know? Put your head under the wheel of a bus. Unfucking believable. But yeah, that's the internet for you. I'm the same here. I'll sit here and fucking slobber about everything and do no research. Maybe this is a proper... It's from Tracy. Maybe this is a proper girly melter topic. Interested on a guy's opinion. Friends, mates, buddies. Is your closest mates the one you have known for a lifetime or someone in the last couple of years? What is a good mate nowadays? Social media would have you believe you have a close network of friends all supporting and showing the likes. Take that away. Would your mate still take the time to call at the door and say, hi, is Colin coming out to play? Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, it's like... Yeah, I mean that's everybody, though. You know what I mean? Like, you probably have, like, a few good friends when you're very young. Then you go to school and your friends change a wee bit, and then your interests change, and then whatever, and then you make work friends, and all these things happen. But I'd say at a certain age, you're not making, like, fucking new mates where they're, like, your best mates, where you're fucking going around your house for beers and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, it's like, even within the comedians, it's like you talk about the comedy squad ones. You know, everyone's a fucking good mate, you know what I mean? You'd fucking go out of your way for any of them. But, like, who's coming around here for fucking beers or cups of coffee, or Mickey's bringing fucking clothes for the baby around, sitting, you know, it's like, there's that sort of level of shit. Mickey took fucking blood to the hospital for Maureen one day. You know what I mean? I would assume that is the behaviour of a good mate. Because the fucking hospital was on strike. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, you get a million of those people. If something goes wrong, they're like, anything you need. And it's just like a fucking automatic reaction. Anything you need means that's awful. We're not going to do anything. But give me a shout if you need anything done. Whereas the real mates are like, there going, what do you need? What do you need? I'll do it right now, or I'll just do it anyway. You know? That sort of thing. Joel Keighley. Did you watch the UFC at the weekend? If so, what do you think needs to be done to fix the shit judging? Okay, there's another question about fights. I heard Joe Rogan saying a thing the other day, like they need about 10 judges, which I would say, it looks like I'm scratching my balls on that. Yeah, you need like best of 10 and maybe like a public vote. I would say you can't have three's weird. Three's not enough people. You need like 5 or 10 or I don't know. It's not up to me, like. But certain fight, I mean, I also think there is that element of like pride fights where how did the fight finish? That sort of thing, because you know, McGregor beat Diaz the second time, but you're like, if that fight was a minute longer, what the fuck would have happened? You know what I mean? Who knows? What did you think of Eminem at the Oscars? Didn't see it. Lost all the questions. Let me see. What did he do now? What the fuck did he do now, the bastard? Probably can't get the footage, can you? Eminem. At the fucking... Oh, he did lose yourself, did he? Sniff. Gross.
Expedia helps you book every detail for every...
Free ad for Expedia. Same with that cash, bro. I hate this one. Eminem looks like a guy that's in the fucking, like, in Alibi that is a big Eminem fan that thinks he's Eminem. That's what Eminem looks like now. He looks like a guy who thinks he's him. His palms are sweaty, knees weak,
arms are heavy. There's vomit on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting
what
he
fucking...
broke down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens.
Got the three-piece orchestra.
Won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now.
Jesus Christ! Is that Billy Eilish's fucking brother there?
Words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking.
White cunt. He's like sitting in the crowd going, fucking take me back. Yeah. The only bit I remember from 8 Mile is when Brittany Murphy just spits on her hand and just rubs his cock.
The clock's run out. Time's up. Oh.
Big rap fan.
Snap back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity. Choke. He's so mad that he won't give up that easy. No, he won't have it. He knows his whole past that he's broke. It's all matter. He's broke. He don't.
It just, it amazes me how people can sit there like,
change what you call rage to this.
If there's certain things I've seen at this, I would be going buck mad. What about fucking, what's her name? Gal Gadot or whatever? Wonder Woman? I scored. White people, like, and I love the outfits at the Oscars. You know, like, people will legit stand up with a fucking swan on their head and go, great performance. Someone stands up, like Lady Gaga, fully covered in bacon. Wonderful, darling. Shut the fucking read. What was that for? I don't understand. Leonardo DiCaprio, fucking, I'm gonna get a Leonardo DiCaprio fucking tattoo on my back. Even when they cut the Leonardo DiCaprio in the crowd, like, everyone's like, oh, there's a famous person, there's Wonder Woman, there's Billie Eilish, and they cut to him and he's like fucking distinguished as fuck, piercing blue eyes. Time slows down. Fuck, I would go with him so hard. Brad Pitt too. Nah, fuck Brad Pitt. It's all about Leo. Look at him. Jesus. Ride. And again, worst body I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Built like E.T. What did he get an award for? Who's this girl in the eyebrows? Sword right. Awful. Yeah, Eminem looks like a guy who thinks he's Eminem. Baseball bats for arms or accordions for legs? Discussion time. Accordions for legs, obviously. Just squirting about. You should get one. A nose ring? No. Ever been skiing? No. As Dylan Moran said, I'd rather just stay at home and smash my knees with a hammer. Top three feeds you've had in your life? Now we're talking. Ding. Absolutely marinated. I'll tell you right now, the nicest thing I ever had in my fucking life was when our man in Vietnam, Sean Campbell, took us to a place in Ho Chi Minh City. That does the pork chop, it basically in fish sauce and lemongrass. And there's a guy outside barbecuing. He puts it on a plate, hands it through to this girl. She gives you like a wee half cup of broken rice, which is way nicer than real fucking rice. If you can imagine couscous made out of rice. And then she puts a fried egg on it, but it's almost like a deep fried egg where you crack the egg in the fat and it just goes, and then you take it out, put it on. And then there's a cup of like syrupy shit or sugar or honey or something with fish sauce and chili and garlic, and you dump that whole thing over and you eat that is the single fucking tastiest thing I've ever eaten in my whole fucking life. Okay, there we have it. Let me think of other shit that I've had. Thai is up there. I mean, I'll be honest, fucking Bow Tree in Belfast, you know, sponsor the podcast. I don't even know if it's still open. Probably is. It's some of the best Thai food I've ever had. Although probably one of the best Thai things I've eaten was either in Thailand, which was just straight up like pork fried rice with an egg on it. Squirt. Or in LA, we went to a Thai place and they did this curried fried rice that had basically just curry powder on fried rice that had like shrimps. Or fucking prawns and pork and pineapple in it, which sounds mental, but Jesus, fuck my ass. it was incredible. So yeah, mainly sort of Asian-y type shit like that. Let me think of another fucking amazing feed. I mean, see, to be honest, this is gonna sound mental. See, let me see. Fuck. I don't know, man. I mean, there's a hotel that we frequent down south, and their breakfast, but that's insane. But if you're talking like death row type shit, take me to a fucking breakfast buffet with all the trims. Squirtella. I would need to really think about it. How important is the premise of a joke compared to how much time you put into it? Well, I mean, what's the distance? Well, I don't even know the difference. The subject of a joke is like irrelevant. So like, you know, every fucking cunt is going to do a joke about like Brexit. You know what I mean? But then it's like the premise is your own, you know, it's like, what's the premise of the joke that you're going to work within to make it like your joke? So, I mean, it doesn't, how much time you put into it doesn't really matter. You can get jokes that the first time you tell them, that's as good as it's ever going to get. Sometimes you can rewrite stuff. The angle that you attack it at is the important bit, I think. And if there's jokes in it. But then again, some people are like, oh, that's hack. See if it gets laughs. Who gives a fuck? It has to be funny. Above everything. The premise or like the originality of it is sort of up to you. That's probably the most important bit, I would say. Have you been watching Sex Education on Netflix? If so, thoughts? I haven't, mate. Last question. If you could wedge any historical figure, who would you choose? Historical? Donald Trump would be some crack to fucking wedgie, wouldn't he? Oh my god, bro, with the questions. We're going to rattle these. Thoughts on the wee lad working as a runner for Schofield, getting the sack, and then got fired for it? Was he bucking someone? Foreign Arms and Hogg are finished a tour of NI. What do you think of their comedy style of sketches? Well, Foreign Arms and Hogg are fucking brilliant, like. You know what I mean? And what they do. I mean, it's not my cup of tea, but I would say that. But they've done Lavery's before, but they're so fucking popular now. It's like you'd never get them. But they're lovely guys, and they absolutely kill it. Hard working too. Thoughts on a wee lad? Oh, shit. Watched you on RTE the other week and was just wondering your take on some of the other comedian sets. Seemed like they were trying way too hard to get laughs and was just cringy to watch at points. But then again, I'd not have the balls to do what they do. So many opinions. So my opinion isn't really shit. Just wondering your opinion on it. Why are they like... Why... Now, is he's probably going to go, all the other comedians, but not you. Let me tell you something, bro. See, in real life, there was a lot of quietness. And then the big man went on, rapturous laughter. And then it came off, you know, and I'm standing at the bar, in a different bar later on that night, and the guy that I barely know met once was like, heard you smash that gig. And I went, oh, fuck, we had it. And he goes, no, someone just told me. And I went, oh, really? Listen, my hips don't lie. Right, we're gonna have to rattle these, bro. Do you think you could make it as... And so I watch you from afar, lead singer. Yeah, there is a... And then he said, are you planning a comedy festival? Yeah, it's going to happen. No, I don't think they need a singer. And it certainly wouldn't be me. Why do you never get Shane Todd on the podcast? Because we live very far apart. But when I get this new studio, I'm going to have him on. But then I also just, you know what I mean? He's a fucking cunt. Like so. We Philip Schofield. Are you planning any more shows like The Odyssey? As I came to the first one and it was hilarious, but my mate couldn't come with me because he was sick. Also, keep up the good work. Also, Ethan, bro, are you six? The way you typed that. Yes, there will be more shows in February 2021 and we're going to blast the fucking roof off it again, even though they just fixed it. Would you rather have a wank in front of your Mickey? In front of your Mickey till you blew the muck, or for him to have a wank in front of you till he did? Eye contact throughout. Bro. If either of us were wanking, it would be much more enjoyable if you were just looking at the person in the eyes instead of at their jizzing cock. Why isn't Johnny Depp getting the redemption he deserves after getting cancelled because of Amber Heard's lies? Yeah, I think they just kind of don't openly admit that they maybe fucked up and they just move along. But then again, he does himself no favours by being a weird cunt. Sauvage. Irish elections? Nah, bro. I don't know anything. But yeah, he's a fucking weird cunt. Right, we have two more questions. Have you ever seen the Nigerian gay interview? Check it out. Bro, I had a fucking bit on it. Finally, let's last question. Let's get it with Alexander McGovern. Would you ever do / be interested in doing a cruise? Why? Why not? Like, going on a cruise ship? Now, this is a weird question, because would you ever be interested? Do you mean as a fucking civilian, just going, you know, on a cruise and enjoying it? Or would I go and work as a comedian on a cruise ship? Because that is like the lowest of the low when it comes to comedy. People think like, oh, he's a cruise ship act. It means like, oh my God, it's the most cringy pile of shit of all time. If that was the case, no. If it was a regular cruise, I actually might, because I've kind of got it wrong about cruises. My dad, big fan of cruises. You know, he's been on a few there with the new woman, and it does make sense when it's like, you know, you spend all your time in this thing, you eat well, you drink all day, and then you have like fucking a day in a town, and then you get back in the boat and you have a day in another town. It actually sort of makes, it's become more appealing to me, where it's like, okay, you don't need to fucking do a load of airports. You just chill out, and then eventually you can like walk around fucking Amsterdam for a day, and then you get in again, and then you walk around somewhere else. So it might not actually be that bad, now to think about it. But if you're talking about working on one, absolutely fuck no. But there you have it, guys. We're going to have to get the fuck out of here, because the granny is looking after the fucking child. And I'm already late, and I'm going to be landing down there like, sorry, I was doing my imaginary job up there. You know, talking to myself. But anyway, now, since we were talking about Love Island, and this appeared at the top of my timeline, Amber Rose Gill, remember her? She didn't get... I mean, this is the Red podcast. Everybody gets red, you know? Welcome to Tuesday the 11th of February, everybody gets red. Know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Cheers for listening. We will get there into this new thing, into this new office. Tomorrow I'm planning on going down and do a wee bit of painting, you know, all being well. And, you know, we'll get in there next week. We'll see what we need. I nearly bought a whole pile of shit for it. And then I thought, no, Colin, hold your horses. Maybe don't buy all of the equipment straight away. So I'll get in there, see what it looks like, set her up, and then we're off to the fucking races. We'll organize a load of guests, get them all recorded, and then as soon as they're recorded and processed, they'll be online, and I'll be going, guys, sign up to the Patreon, and bish, bash, bosh, you get fucking a lot more podcasts. They will eventually come out as regular podcasts, but it'll be very staggered. So if you want them, you know, a fucking month early. Also, I got my merch back from the Odyssey. I probably said that last week, but it's been lying here for a week. We're going to get that sorted, get that online. And then it's all good. It's all good, man. This is a bit of a different setup. Hopefully it didn't fucking blind your eyes. Cheers for listening, people. And we will be back. Cheers for all the nice messages. People send me nice messages about Maureen being in the hospital, etc. Thanks for all of those things. Happy days. That's it. See us next week, guys. Hopefully we'll have merch online and a load of fucking free podcasts. Take her easy. I'm waiting to have a fucking butternut squash soup in a fucking focaccia bread. See you later.